I want just to say that, you know, I'm not really surprised because as a human being, we are waiting to die. This is life, you know. Everyone is waiting to die. So, according to Issena Bretéis, he was judged and condemned to finish his life in the prison. As he died, I'm not in trouble because after the trial, everyone knows that Issena Abrel should die in the prison. So I'm not emotional reacting, but his day on the earth is finished, period.
What lessons do you think other would-be dictators in Africa should learn from the Habré case?
All the African dictators have to learn a lesson, because you can kill, you can be a dictator. One day, the law will catch you, one day, forever, where you can establish, you can be catch. Because when you run on the top of the house, you will one day stop. So all the dictators in Africa must know that the impunity is not a house or a condition to rule the country. So let them correct the way they are ruling the country. So it is an appeal. You have to change or not. You will meet the law. So all the dictators, they have to know. One day they will finish. So before they finish, they have to correct the way that they deal with their country.
You are president of the Association of Victims of former President Habré's crimes. Has there been any compensation for the victims?
No. 5 years passed without anything has been done. That is sorry for me. Very, very sorry for me. Because I don't know what exactly is or the reasons which block the compensation. I don't know. Because all the mechanism is on the right way to be done. So I think that, you know, in Africa, when the politics interfere on the way of trial, usually is like this. But I think that things will change. So we will continue the battle until all the victims possess their compensation, their own compensation.
Thank you so much, Clement. It's always nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much, and take care.